Today's title is Rainbow Women, because I believe that all women are superior in their own form, in their own manner, in their own shape. I believe that women, all women are beautiful in and out. I believe that women are the temples in our world that we need to seek and find our redemption in. I believe that women are powerful. I believe that energy lives in women. I believe that women are the source of the light in the world. And I believe that women mistreated are the source of the darkness. I believe that women deserve more. I believe that women are not occasionally meant to be respected, but meant to be respected every single minute, every single second and time. Here I have this beautiful, amazing woman with me. It is because there is no how in the world a man can truly speak about women without having a woman to give her opinion. I fight for women. I love the fact that women are the creators, given this job by the real creator. Without women, we wouldn't have this platform. Yourself won't have the capability of listening to me. And even furthermore, the people out there that are still going to let us know what their opinions are about this discussion. All this is by the grace of a woman and women. We thank God for this very day, for the second episode of Remedies of Ibrahim Nias. Welcome back. And I would actually like Haja to let us know brief things about our own opinion of women in the society today. Probably along the line, she's gonna talk about our own country more, because this conversation is actually an intercultural conversation. So Azhar, I leave it to you. What do you have for us about women? What are your opinions about the respect, the amount, the volume of respect people are giving women in the society today?
It was actually very beautiful to hear all the things Ibrahim said about women, but subconsciously inside of us, we wish all men were thinking like that about women. Sadly, the opinion and the respect for women in our society, like for me as a Moroccan, you see men that they lack respect for women because they think that they got the power to rule, to do everything, and they think that women are like taken out of their force. They're not powerful enough, and they lack I can say they're unfit for the things that men they think they can do. But I would like to say that it's not about gender, because gender is culturally and socially created. So the things I'm going to say, that women, they can do things too. They can create things without the need of a man. But I'm not saying that men are not like important in our society. I'm not making this personal, but I'm just saying that men should appreciate the power women got, because let's not forget that life comes from women. Life is created by God first and women, like through women. And in so many cultures back then and even now, they say, like, even those Greek goddesses, they say it's a goddess because they think that women, they got something that is unknown, unshown. Nobody can see it, but it's too powerful for a human being to think about it or like to imagine it. It's too big for the mind.
Exactly.
So yeah,
this particular thing you mentioned about the powers being unseen, unheard, there is something I say to people the most energetic and most powerful things in the world are mostly unseen. Because your energy has to match the energy of that power for you to have a connection with it. And this is the main reason, as I said in the first episode of Remedies of Ibrahim Mias, most people do not know they have a connection with the universe. Most people do not know what speaking into existence is. Most people do not know the powers they carry in them because they are human. And some people adore aliens, they adore machines, not knowing they have inbuilt power. Machines were created. Machines were built by someone with the brains. But man has the inbuilt power, energy in their soul, filled with light. Where does this come from? Still women. All the things you want to attribute yourself to in the world is still going to go back to a woman. If you're a president, if you're a governor, if you're a minister, if you're an influencer, you're in the world today, you're one of the people we look up to, you're definitely from a woman. And there is something I would like to highlight. It is a very, very important question. And at this point, I really do not know who would answer the question between Hajar or Iman. But I would like to drop this on the table, that do we know that 70% of the men that violate women, their peace, their respect, their limits and boundaries, when you violate a woman, she doesn't have to be your wife. A woman going on the street and you're looking at her to the point that you're even fantasizing about her nakedness, it's a kind of violation. Why I'm saying this is 70% of the men that violate women actually have the intention, just like every other man, mostly at youth, because men are closer to their mothers. They make promises to themselves. I'm going to take care of my wife. I'm going to be the best husband. I'm going to be the best this, best that. But why is it that 70% of these men that make these promises to themselves, they find themselves bullying their wives, treating them like they never even witnessed the ones that were done to their mothers, the days they had to cry with their mothers? What exactly is the problem with us in the society today? Briefly, before I bring Iman in, because she speaks Arabic and French, and we would be, you know, interpreting, because she has a lot of experiences about this topic we're talking about today. She personally has a platform where she runs something like this too. So I'll let Hajar do the talking first, then Iman comes in.
Okay. I think why men find themselves bullying their women after thinking that they will be treating them well is that in the human nature, I think it's like once a man, he got the power to dominate somebody, he just goes for it. And since women are seeing that they are powerless, they cannot take over themselves. So once the man gets the opportunity to bully or to misjudge his wife or his woman or any woman in his life, except for his mom, which is the hypocrisy of our society, he just goes for it.
Because he feels he has the power to do it.
Exactly. It's kind of something subconscious, you know?
Subconscious.
Yeah, it's not something that he can control. But like when the woman doesn't stand for herself and the man feels like he has all the opportunities to bully and got all the power to bully his wife, he would go for it. That's why I'm calling all the women out there, if your man, if you're surrounded with somebody who is too selfish that he take that very small, that in his mind that he calls it opportunity to bully you or call you a certain name just because you're a woman. Because I see so many like those posts on Facebook or something, they say, oh, you're too weak like a woman. Seriously, like, it doesn't
I feel like
sense.
The media is making us know more truth
exactly
about
like
the
it's,
opinion
it
of people.
Insulting somebody,
it's insulting.
Like, if you want to insult somebody, you call him, hey, you're like a woman, you look like a woman,
and this,
what's wrong with looking like a woman?
This particular side of this conversation, this discussion, the media has done a lot of good
exactly.
in opening our eyes
mm-hmm.
to let us understand the
mm-hmm.
The stand. Of the world itself, not just men, even some women betray women like them.
Yeah.
So this conversation is not just for men. Mostly 80% is for men, but for every single person out there, we have to know, we have to lift in the reputation of the people that gave us life.
Definitely.
We have to know that this is our source.
But I think we should not only be specific with those people who gave life, because there are so many women who are about to give life or not able even to give life. Like, you should see your mom in every single female.
Not every single mother, not
yeah.
every single woman can be a mother.
Exactly.
So we shouldn't subject this
but
to
every single
being
mother
a mother.
Is a woman that should be respected.
Now listen to what Azure just said. She said, why you should respect every woman and not just because she's someone's mom is not every woman can be a mother, but every mother is a woman. And I love this because even myself in this conversation, I was already driving myself to the interest of childbirth. Now, Iman, anti kamara, maza tawadina tuwaji. الرسالة أو نسيها للنساء العالم
كوني امرأة
نعم
أعيش في مجتمعين عربي شرقي أتعرض لمشاكل ممكن أن أعممها على كافة نساء العالم
نعم
على كافة نساء العرب
نعم
لهذا يمكن القول أن الرجال في مجتمعنا
نعم.
يقللون من قيمة المرأة
نعم.
حيث أنهم يجعلونها ضعيفة كونهم هم أقوياء
they find her weak.
قال الله تعالى الرجال قوامون على النساء
نعم
في مجتمعنا أخذ الرجال مفهوم هذه الآية كونهم أقوى من النساء فهم ينتقدون المرأة لكن الله تعالى أوصانا بالنساء كي نكون بجانبهم لأننا ممكن أن نكون سندا لهم ليس كعدو لهم
أو غالب
مثلا
نعم
المرأة هي عماد المجتمع
نعم
وراء كل رجل عظيم امرأة لهذا يجب على كل رجال العالم أن يحترمون المرأة لكونها تحتوي على قوة وطموحات ولكن لا تقدر أن تبرزها
نعم.
في مجتمعنا هذا
نعم.
كونها تتعرض لانتقادات
نعم.
من كافة العالم
okay. What Iman was just trying to let us understand is men feel they have more power and they have the opportunity to say to women that they are weak. Men feel like they have the opportunity to create some kind of category between themselves and women. Meanwhile, we're all human. And at the very end, it's all about humanity. She mentioned a quote, a verse in the holy book that Muslims use when God said, the men are superior to the women. And she made us understand that most people do not understand what God meant by this. He only meant they should be the shield. They should be the cover for women instead of acting like they are superior to them. A woman should be someone you carry by your shoulder. A woman should be someone you care about. A woman should be someone you love. Unconditionally, someone you feel like you should be there for every single time, and this is what God meant. I love what Iman has just discussed because it talks about what most men in the world, because we have about, I don't know, I'm not really sure about this fact, but I think about 40% or 50% of Muslims in the world. I don't know which one is more, Christians or Muslims, but what I know is out of 100% Muslims in the world, there are 90% men who believe this verse of the Quran is instructing them to be bullies. And it isn't, because this God is a God that has given women the ability to do more than even men can. We only do not just see it. Women are powerful. Women are energetic. Women are never tired. Women multitask. Women are able to think in different and various manners without finding stress in doing this. They are trained to be time conscious. They are trained to be responsible. And I said this to one of my friends. It might be quite sensitive, but I need to talk about this. My opinion about menstruation is it is a kind of inbuilt teacher to women. It makes them time conscious. It makes them know about their cleanliness. It makes them responsible because it is already a kind of thing in them. They don't want it to affect their system. Men, we have no teacher. We need a second party to learn, and it has always been that way. For a son to become fully grown, he needs to take about 18 years of his life to be lectured every day by his mother. By the time a daughter turns 10, she already knows what to do and what not to. And at this point, Ajar, I would like you to use your personal experience about being a daughter. How do you feel? Because you have a brother. What do you think is the difference between yourself? Because everything that the world has become in the aspect of opinion of respect of women, it starts from youthfulness. So I feel like we should discuss this. How can we raise our kids, our sons, to respect women? And how can mothers raise their daughters to respect themselves? Because it all works handy. So what do you think about this, Hajar?
I would like to point out that women are like, let me talk about my personal experience, because this is going to show you how Arab women or African women are seen in general in our societies. Well, my mom told me that when she was pregnant with me and they knew that they had a daughter, yes, my dad was happy, but my grandpa was not as happy because they wanted a son. Because they think that if you have a son, it's a victory. I don't know what's so good about this, because a son or a daughter are the same thing if you know how to take care of them and to show them how to live life. So once like I grow up, I started to understand these things, and I started to get to know about my environment, how I am seen in my family, in my small environment, in my small community, as a woman. You're a woman, you cannot do this. You cannot wear that, you cannot go there. You cannot. This is what I used to hear usually. And
you were always restricted from a lot of things.
Yes, just because I'm a girl. And now my brother, he can do this and that and that.
He's given the liberty of
exactly.
above everything.
And I remember when they knew that my mom was pregnant with a son, you know. Everyone was very proud, and they were like, you can see money coming from everywhere. Like, yeah, he's getting a son. He's the lion of the family. I am a woman, and I can be the lion of the family.
You could be a king.
Exactly.
As well.
I'm a woman, and I can be a king. I can be the queen. I can do everything. Yes, I'm not saying that women are like everything, but like women are everything in the things that God like
has
made
them
with. Exactly, because men are everything in the things that God made it specific.
So for this
them.
Is not like we're subjecting this no, conversation to feminism.
Making, exactly. We're not
we're finding our balance.
Because as Iman mentioned that verse of Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna
Al-Nisa,
it doesn't mean that men are stronger than women. It means that men are capable more than women when it comes to materialistic things. Because women can provide emotional, supportive, all the
affirmations.
Things exactly which builds life. But materialistic things come and go, you know? It's not something that, you know, that you can keep forever or you would take it with you to the grave, you know? But things that are like moral, values, it will go with you and you will be judged by that. Or probably even if you die, let's say that you don't believe in anything and you have the right to, it's something that people will remember you with. But what you had, what car, what food, no one is going to appreciate that probably more than 1 year.
Now, there's a highlight in what you just said that even myself, I've learned is women provide the hope to return back to the things you've worked for. Men are the ones. We're not subjecting this to men being the only ones to find whatever the responsibility of the home or whatever the responsibility of society should be. It should be everyone. But at the same time, we're saying women are the source of hope and purpose. They are the ones that make you feel like, yes, I need to do this and I need to achieve this. Now let's even go to the negative part. The part no one wants to admit.
To talk about.
The part no one wants to discuss. But we are here. Remedies of Ibrahim Nyas is here to talk about everything. Enhance lifestyle and strengthen positivity. While strengthening positivity, it is not possible not to discuss negativity. Most men today, even if not all, most men today have women, if not first on their list, second to achieve, just because they want to impress women. Most men today fight for what they are fighting for, if not the first on their list. Women would make the second in their list. They are fighting for whatever they are going for because of women. Most men want to achieve, to impress women, to be able to reach women, any kind of woman they want to be able to have in their arms. All this still falls back to what? Still falls back to women. That is the negative side. And now the positive side is, every man wants to make his mother proud of him. All we've been talking about is women are still the very, very source of hope and purpose. I myself, I'm not married yet, but I hope someday to return back home to my beautiful wife and explain to her that this is what I have become after you joined me in my journey. This is what I was before, and this is what I am now. I feel like married men should use this skill, or no, this form of recognition. Try their possible best to be aware and conscious of their life before marriage, before the woman joined them. In their journey of life and after. Guys, we don't want to make this long, but women are colorful. Women are golden. Women are rainbow. Women are the ones that shine after rain, after that contract you've won. If you don't find a woman to tell your joy, it's like you haven't even achieved anything. Women are the water in the ocean of the world. Women are the water we drink, the water we use to cleanse our soul. Women are the powers we need to strengthen the world. And now I would like Iman to should I say, give or send a message to women that are unstable right now, women that feel like they are hopeless, women that feel like they do not know where they are right now in the world or what next to do. I would like her to send a message to women in the world, something that can encourage women in the world today. What happened?
أنتي كامرأة
نعم
قادرة أن تفرضي نفسك
نعم
بطموحاتك وقدراتك وموهباتك أنتي كامرأة قادرة أن تظهري للمجتمع كونك قادرة أن تتحملي مسؤوليتك قادرة أن تتحملي كل الانتقادات التي تعانين منها يعني كوني قوية
نعم
كوني واثقة من نفسك
إيمان just said no matter your circumstance you no matter where you meet yourself as a woman right now you feel so hopeless and sad you feel like you're the weakling amongst your peers she says be strong she says be powerful nobody can help you nobody can give you your strength before you
yeah
after you any other person can assist you in carrying your values but you first what Iman has just said is you first before anybody else as much as we want to fight for you it has to be you first and this episode is a short one we've come to the end of this episode be a woman be responsible be the greatness you were born to be Azhar mentioned that you have no limitations. Nobody should restrict you from the level of things you can do. You're not different from your brother. You're not different from that man you're working with in your office, in your company, in your workplace. You're not different. They have no power than what you can do. This is not feminism, but this is only telling you how strong you are. You're rainbow.
Yeah.
You have different shades
appreciate
of golden
the fact
colors.
That you're a woman.
Appreciate it. Embrace yourself.
Embrace it. Yeah. Embrace yourself. Love the fact that you're a woman because being a woman is fun.
It's fun. It's a happy place to be.
Yeah. Like, you know, all these challenges make our lives full. Like that you have a story. Every woman has a story to tell. If you go in the street and you ask any random woman, even a 5 years old kid, a girl, she would tell you a story that her mom told her or she lived because this is what makes it fun about being a woman. And every challenge you overcome, it just means that you're stronger and you can, as long as you overcame that, you can overcome
more
anything.
Things, more challenges.
Yeah, you can... anything that will come across your road. That's a long road that you have to leave. Every single part of it, don't give up. Don't feel tired of being a woman.
And finally, I beg of you, I am not commanding you. I am not forcing you. I beg of you, any man that beats you once, any man that beats you once, he is gonna do it again. I am not telling you to leave. And I am not telling you to stay. I'm just letting you know the truth that you're not telling yourself. Any man that beats you once is going to do it again.
Disrespects you once.
Beats you once. Insults you once. Is going to do it again. We are not giving you a solution because you know the solution.
We're giving you the remedies.
Choose your own path. Thank you so much, Hajar. It was amazing having you on this episode. Thank you so much, Iman. Shukran jazeelan lak. We're very, very happy to talk about women. Women, you are all rainbow. You are colors of different shades. We'll be right back. Remedies of Ibrahim Mias. Your host, Ibrahim Onikitipwa Farouk. Subscribe. Share, listen, share, comment. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.